Hi, everybody.
Welcome
to Enter the Light, and this is our 49th show. It's Friday night. It is April 13th, 2018. It's Friday the 13th, and happy Friday the 13th, by the way. And this is Enter the Light show, and my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and our hosts along with me are Ryan Adragna and Shannon Johnson. And Shannon Johnson is going to be co-hosting the room with me tonight as well. And tonight we are going to be talking about the theme called, it is called Doors Closing and Doors Opening. So that's what we're going to be talking about. But before we start in on that, I wanted to just read a little bit about our bios. I do this every week, every time we're on, to talk a little bit about us. And so I will start with Ryan Adragna, who works with through his spirit team as an energy spirit healer, channeling the 7th through 12th dimensional spirit realms, which include very high vibrational angelic beings who are experts in many different healing modalities that may be familiar to you, including Reiki, Sekhem. And you can find Ryan on Facebook, and his website is www.healingsthroughspirit.com. That's Ryan. Shannon Johnson is a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience who works with her spirit team assessing information to assist in life journeys, including past lives, Akashic records, and current soul contracts, providing what is needed to assist without interfering with free will. You can find Shannon on Facebook, and her website is ladyastral67.wixsite.com/home. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'm a certified psychic intuitive medium sharing messages and the totem animals who guide you along your way, along with readings and working on missing persons and crime cases. I'm also a poet, and I do events and songs, so please get a hold of me. At my website is www.wefindourway.com, and I'm on Facebook, and I do readings too. And I just want to introduce my co-hosts, who are, they are both very, very amazing, talented people, that's to say the least. They are unbelievable. So, Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing fan-damn-tabulous. Thank you. Happy Friday to everyone. I'm not going to start my infectious laugh yet. So, did you want me to start off with the doors thing? Or
The theme, doors closing and doors
door,
open.
Window, you know, whatever works.
Oh, my goodness. Or windows, doors.
Well, was Shannon's theme. You know, I think it's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. And not to put Shannon on the spot here, but she could probably expound more upon this than I can. But, you know, when it comes to doors, people literally need to think about boundaries and the door physically being open or physically being shut. And that might be anything in regards to a past life experience or a contract or a lesson. Or just an experience that they signed up for in this life. And sometimes just for example, for the callers, and not to be a negative Nelly here, but say they've been working in a job for 20 years and they came in one day and the boss says to them, "Thank you for your service. Goodbye." And the employee is just shut down. They're like, "What did I do? What did I do?" Well, that's an example of a door being shut on them. But in retrospect, it's also an opportunity for them to reevaluate themselves and say, "Okay, what do I do now? And what have I learned? And where do I go from here?" And that's on the on the physical plane, on the spiritual level, that might be something that they signed up for just to experience that, because maybe in a previous life, they never experienced a job loss before. And so maybe they came into this life saying, you know what, I'm going to sign up to experience job loss because I've never experienced that before. Conversely, another example of a door being open or shut is on a relationship level. Say perhaps in a previous lifetime, you fell in love with a girl when you were 18, and you were happily married for 60 or 70 years, and you know you died in each other's arms, and then you crossed over, and your soul says to experience what it is like to have turbulence in a relationship. And so you reincarnate again, and then maybe this time around you experience separation or turbulence that you hadn't experienced before. So that's another example of a door being shut, a door being open. The list goes on and on, but in my mind, the doors being open and shut can happen on the mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional planes. So it's a very, very broad subject, but I truly believe that when your soul decides to incarnate again, it goes through an experience that it hasn't experienced before. And without that development, how can your vibrational frequency increase? You know, I mean, if there's a magic formula for that, I'd like to know what it is. For every trial and tribulation that we go through on this earth plane with doors opening and closing, that's the opportunity for our soul's vibration to increase and learn from that and say, ah, yeah, I've been there. I've done that. I've seen that. Now it's time to move on. Yeah, that's how that works. So that's my little two cents on that. And with that, I'll pass it on to my co-host, Shannon.
Not sure what to call me tonight there, Ryan.
Whoa. Sorry.
I was waiting, going, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Unless I screwed something. Sorry.
All right. Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. It's
oh,
a great
yeah.
This is not unlucky. It's really a lucky day. So all in how you kind of work with it. And I got two black cats, so believe me, they cross my path all day long. Ain't nothing happening today.
Wow.
Other than them wanting more food. But on to our topic. Yeah, so doors opening and closing. And I'm probably going to take a different spin than Ryan went with it. I swear, spirit must have been the one that came up with the old saying, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. Because sometimes they're the ones that give us the hardest push. And, man, that door comes flying at your behind, and you're like, really, I'm moving, I'm going.
Wow.
Doors opening mm-hmm. and closing is just a natural part of the life path. And it's to let us know that, you know what, hey, maybe you need to start looking at other options. And it comes to us in careers, in relationships, friendships, family relationships, maybe moving and relocating, all kinds of different areas. And when we're moving in a good, positive direction for the life plan that we set out, those doors just start to appear, and they're easy to open and walk into. And we know that we're moving in good, positive directions for us. Sometimes there's some surprises on the other side of the door that ain't so great, but truly it's experiences that we really need to go through at that time. And when we're finished with it, you start getting those nudges. Things aren't going right. You're not feeling it as good. Maybe it's a job that you're just kind of like, why am I even here every day? It says it's not serving you anymore. It's not serving its purpose anymore. But us humans, we like to get comfortable. We like to get safe and complacent in our snug little spots and hunker down and be like, yeah, I'm just going to hang here, hang low. Nobody's going to notice. And then spirit comes over and gives you a little swift kick and goes, hey, hey, guess what? Game's changing. Time to move on. Need to start looking. Needs to start feeling out. And it happens in relationships, too. And it's nothing wrong with the other people, and there's nothing wrong with you. It's that intersection, that relationship has served its purpose, and you grew as far as you could. And then everybody needs to start drifting into other directions. And it's not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just everybody's ready to make that next adventure. And maybe there's new people that you need to meet up with. And your old friends need to now have new adventures with new people that they're going to meet with. And those opportunities are going to come and present themselves. And I joked about the window, but I've noticed that sometimes when you can't find the new door, because, you know, I'm sure we've all seen the meme on Facebook. Yeah, when that door closes, these hallways are a bitch, you know. Yeah. So sometimes you got to look for an opportunity that looks a little bit more like a window, a small opening that you never know what opportunity is going to be there or who you might meet that might bring valuable information that actually helps you to open that next door that you're seeking. So be open to feeling them out. Usually when we have things closing and shutting down, career is kind of stuck, relationship might be kind of stuck, or you know that it's really time to move on, but it's just like, it's familiar, it's comfortable, I'll hang, I can deal with it. Look for those new opportunities. Look for those new doors, because spirit, I tell you what, I've seen it, witnessed it in my own life, I've witnessed it in other people's lives around me. Because I tell you what, when we get complacent and too relaxed in that spot and we need to get moving into a new direction and find that new door, our guides and our loved ones in spirit have no problem coming up and helping that door to hit our little booty right on out and keep pushing until we go ahead and say, all right, I'm going. You know, and you're like squeezing your cheeks just as fast as you can, hustling out the door. So that's not my feeling, doors. Dan, how about you?
Well, I think you both covered so much. I relate to all of it, and I was going to go to, I put up this poem because there was a girl, she's upside down, and she's coming out of a cocoon, and then she's going to be a butterfly, and I really relate to that one, to transformation, from going from one door to the next of transforming, change, and I was relating it to health, you know, because that's what I'm always trying to do is transform my health. And also I relate it to jobs because I remember when I used to dance, I used to, you know, before I did all the jobs, I had to do a lot of auditions. And it was like the doors were just closed. And I just thought, what is wrong here? How come I'm not getting through? And then finally that one door opened. Well, as soon as that door opened, boom, I went through many doors after that. The whole thing opened, and I went from one to the next, the jobs. But I just couldn't get through that first initial door because there was a block there or something, you know. And it's funny how those transitions happen. But you get there. You finally get there, but you can't give up. That was the main message for me. I just couldn't. I wasn't going to give up, and I didn't. And it turned out to be a miraculous and amazing time of my life. And it still is today, too. I'm still having amazing times. But that was just that. But the other one too was when I worked in this massage place one time. It was an Oriental place, and that's how they talked about things. They would say, like when an issue would come up, and they had partners in this group. You know, there were like three partners, and one of the partners was Japanese, the other one was Chinese, and the other one was Korean. And the Japanese person would, I remember she said to me, "Oh no, the door is closed right now. We're not." And I said, "What do you mean the door is closed?" Because they were talking about a certain job issue going on. And she says, no, my door is closed. And I said, "What do you mean by that?" And she says, "Oh, okay, you don't understand that." Yeah, she says, "No, I don't agree with what they're doing. So my door is closed." And I said, "Oh, okay, I get it." And so that when you start talking about that, that's, and I immediately thought of that job, and that's how they describe things. It's kind of neat. And then when the door was open, she called me back. Like, if she, you know, eventually I left that job, but the same woman called me back later, and like a few months later, and she says, "Oh, the door is open now, and we'd like you to do this with us now." And I go, "Oh, it was so cool." And she just stayed with that because that's how they talk. That's how they relate to it, you know. Anyway, so on and on. I don't know if you understand what I was saying about that, but that's just how they talked about it in that group. So I have these poems, and the first one that came to me was for Friday the 13th, and I just saw this picture, and immediately what I thought of were these words, and it said, "It doesn't matter if we fit in perfectly with others. It only matters that we found them." So no matter how many doors you go through, eventually you're going to find the place that you need to be at, and it doesn't matter who they are, you eventually find them. And so, and I love what Shannon said was, it doesn't matter, there's no hard feelings, there's no, the relationships that you were in served its purpose, and there's nothing wrong with anyone. It's just that it's time to move on to the next door. So I really love that. Then this other poem goes, it's called Sparkles of Gold, and it goes, "As one door closes in the midst of change and transformation, we see the miracles of As one door closes in the midst of change and transformation, we see the miracles of our spirit unfold. As another door opens for a new life and new beginning, angels come to caress us with sparkles of gold." So I really related to that because I know that the transitions sometimes are hard when we go through different doors, and it's scary and you feel alone. But we have to be reassured that our angels are going to be right by us, just like Ryan said, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. All the angels are going to be right next to us while we go through these transformations and different doors, so we can rely on them and not be afraid, you know. So, anyway, and then the last poem I wanted to read was, I was thinking about death also with the different doors. And my brother, this is his birthday month, Bruce, and he died, I think, 5 years ago. And anyway, I always read his poems during this time. And so he went from one door to the next. It happened in 2 days. It was pretty abrupt, and it kind of freaked us all out. We didn't expect him to be going like that, like just boom, you know. But that's the way he actually wanted to go. He even told me about it before, like 6 months before he died. He said, "You know, I don't want to do a long illness like Mom and Dad. I just want to go." And that's exactly what he did. So I'm glad that he got to. It was a little jolting for us all, but it was the way he wanted to do it. So anyway, this one's called Breathe With Me, and it goes, "Breathe with me. I can sense your air. Your breeze is free. Our love was rare. I seize this feeling, my eyes with a tear, this change in your new atmosphere." So there you go. That's what I have.
Wow, that is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, Jen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was hearing when I listened to both of you too, was all this amazing information, and so it just, we all go hand in hand here, and there you go. So
sounds
with
good.
That, yeah, with that, we've got a lineup, and we're going to get started here, and when I look at the board, the way I go about getting the first person on is I go to the one in line who was here first, and it looks like it's 330 because it says 33 minutes and 23 seconds. So that's that's the one I go with first. And shall I go ahead and get them, or Shannon?
Bear with us.
Yeah.
I'm going to operate the board tonight. And
yes.
I never did it before, so Jan's given me some instructions here and there. And if I lose anybody, I'm really sorry ahead of time. Call us right back and we'll get to you, okay? So, and hopefully I don't blow up my laptop either, because I have issues with electronics. I'm on my third laptop battery. It's only 4 years old. You know, like,
Shannon,
kind of work, you have so much fun with it. The 330, we're going to bring you in. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, 330. You with us?
Hi. Yes, this is Kim.
Hi. Hi, Kim. You have a question for us this evening?
My birthday is on Sunday, and I'm slowly trying to change my eating habits and to be healthier and letting go of the old ways. So do you have any helpful things about that?
Who wants to go first?
I can go first if you want me to, Ryan, or you can, whatever. It doesn't matter.
So when you say, hi Kim, this is Ryan and Dragna. When you say changing your eating habits, could you elaborate on that a little bit, please?
Well, I was really sick last year in the hospital like 4 times. So I haven't been diagnosed yet. They're still trying to find out what's wrong. But like sugar, you know, and red meat, I guess I just need help. So how do I ask for the help to overcome the bad things and eat the good things? I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to throw this out there because I'm, as I'm trying to read your energy field here, I'm just going to throw this out here. Do you eat processed foods like pastas and cookies and, breads and stuff like that?
Yes, and I want to change, but I'm having
a
really hard time.
Okay, so as I'm channeling my spirit team with you right now, what they're telling me is that you need to be wheat-free, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wheat-free, wheat flour-free, okay? So this is from a dietary standpoint, okay, Kim? The wheat flour is does not serve your highest good. It's a poison to your body because your vibrational frequency is higher than those, and them foods that you're eating are a lower vibrational frequency. That's why you're getting sick. So I would encourage you to, you know, go to your, look at your diet. You can go to a paleo, you can go to Wheat Belly, you can go somewhere that's not a processed food diet, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been looking at all of them. I'm pretty much off dairy.
It's not about dairy. It's about the wheat and wheat flour.
Okay.
That's what they're telling me.
like, who do I call in to ask for help every day to make the better decisions? Because it's just, like, emotional stuff that I just fall back on the crap.
Well, it's, you know, sometimes it's the old-fashioned way, and what they're telling me is cold turkey, okay? And I know that's hard to that might be a hard concept to understand. The only problem I have with my spirit team is that they call a spade, and sometimes I don't know how to buffer the messages, so it's easier for people to understand. But they're telling me that you have to cut out the processed foods, you have to cut out the wheat flour, you have to watch the ingredients that you, you know, no breads, cookies, anything like that. And that's going to help you with your chemical imbalance, and it's going to help you with your what you're going through on a day-to-day basis. And I'm picking up a little depression. Hold on here. Yeah, I'm picking up a little depression through no fault of your own. I would encourage you, Kim, just to take a look at the diet situation, and you will be best served with a high protein diet, high fat diet, and low carb, and stay away from that wheat flour and wheat stuff. I hope that resonates with you.
Yeah, any answers are great.
What's that?
Yeah, I appreciate any answers.
Yeah, no. I'm picking up some fogginess in your head right now. I'm picking up a little bit of dizziness from time to time. But besides this, that's not an alarm. I'm just as I'm scanning your chakras here, everything seems to be in tune. But, just get that stuff in check. You seem to be running a tight ship spiritually. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, I've really been working on this. But this is one challenge that's been difficult for me, the diet part.
Oh.
So I just needed some answers.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a sinner too. I'm the guy that goes to Walmart and buys a big bar of candy bars and a big bag of candy bars, and I just like I stashed it away and ate the whole thing, and I don't tell anybody I bought it. You know, but you know, truth be told, so what I told you, try to hold fast to that. And everyone has their weaknesses, and this is a lesson for you from a dietary standpoint of saying, you know what, Kim, you're going to get over this. It's going to be a little bit of time, but you're going to get over it. And you're welcome. And with that, I'm hearing the words, the numbers 3 to 6. Can't imagine that's 3 to 6 days, probably 3 to 6 months. So hang in there, Kim.
Thank you.
Yeah. Get yourself a fruit blender or, you know. So, yeah, that's what I have for you. Any questions for me?
It's just part of loving myself so I can be open to bringing a new permanent love in.
You're absolutely correct. You nailed it, Kim. Love
you.
Yourself. You love yourself because you are number one. A splinter of source energy. You are number one. So love it. Thank you for saying that. And with that, I'll pass.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Kim.
Shannon, should I? Oh.
Hi.
I love that Ryan brought up the paleo diet, because that was the first note that I have written down from Spirit is paleo. Do the paleo diet. That one's going to work best for you. Okay. And it's got a lot of substitutions for the things that you like. So you can still enjoy a lot of the foods. It's just new tools. And, yeah, the wheat and flour will go. They do a lot more with almond flour and some of the other alternative ones out there. But that one came up right away as being the one that will probably help your digestive system the best and end up bringing a more homeostasis dietary-wise and physically. The other note I have is that they want you to forget the word diet.
Okay.
Get rid of it. Okay? Change that word. You're changing your lifestyle. You know, something more that way because diet gets in our heads and it just is like such a depressing word. It's like, no, I can't have that. I'm on a diet. No. You know, so the resonance of that word for us a lot of times brings a lot more struggle with it versus when we just go, you know what, I'm changing my food life, my relationship with my food and my food lifestyle. And that way it actually brings us a little bit more positive feeling about it and not like I've got this dreaded thing hanging over me. The other thing they brought up is to make sure that you're getting at least 10 minutes of sunshine a day. Even in an overcast day, a cold day, just getting that light in and allowing it to penetrate the eyeballs. It's really going to help your system a lot with getting some direct vitamin D. The eyeballs absorb sunlight the best. So you don't want to be looking directly at the sun, but you want your eyeballs to be able to soak in the sunlight. And 10 minutes a day does wonders, okay? You're breathing. They're telling me that you've been breathing kind of shallow and intense.
Stress,
yes. So they highly recommend you look into, you don't even have to get into the exercise program of yoga. If it feels good for you, go for it. But the yoga breathing method is what they're primarily pointing out with this. Start working on some different breathing techniques to help increase the oxygen in your blood. And that's also going to help your digestive system to start to calm down some. And there's two crystals that they showed me a picture of to recommend to you, and that's bloodstone and moonstone.
Okay.
Bloodstone is root chakra based, and moonstone is the sacral chakra. And they're bringing up those two in particular because of the areas of the digestive system that they really work well with. And with those two chakras, and it helps to stabilize the turmoil going on in there. Because they show it as there's a lot of emotional stuff that's also blocked in those two chakras. That the chakras themselves are good. It's just some old memories that are kind of in there, and they keep your digestive system unhappy when they creep up on you. So these different techniques and stones will help to settle that down on a physical level. And then as you move on, you can start to kind of unpack some of that other stuff that's been stagnant and help that energy to smooth out a bit more. Okay.
Thank you.
Did those resonate for you?
Yeah, I have moonstone already.
Oh, wonderful.
I can work with it.
Wonderful, yeah. Those are definitely good ones for you to work with on a daily basis, especially as you're making this life transition in your relationship to your food. Isn't that a different way of putting it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I did cut milk cold turkey, so I'm okay with this. I just need to know what.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you'll find Paleo will probably be the easiest one. But that was the first one that lit right up, and I heard Paleo yelled out. So I'll hand you off to Jan.
All right. Thank you. Both readings were so amazing. Hi,
yes.
Kim.
Hi.
So when you talk about this, this is just part of what I went through myself. I went to the hospital so many times, and I was having severe digestive problems, extremely. And I had a esophagus, you know, ulcerated thing going on there, and pretty bad. And I literally just couldn't even eat very much because I started having, it got so bad, it turned into much worse stuff, problems. And I lost a lot of weight because I couldn't digest anything. And anyway, I had to stop eating the bread, any sugar, most fruits, and I'm still in that realm. But I am eating pretty much what that diet that there she's talking about, what Ryan's talking about, is high protein. And it's low carb. It's so helpful. It will help you so much. It helped me so much. And a lot of water. I still don't get enough water, but as much water as you can. And breathing is so important. Right before the show, I did like 15 minutes out in the sun, and it just changed me. It felt so good, and I totally agree with her on that. So that's just my 2 cents on your diet, and I wish you good luck. I totally can relate. The digestion gets all messed up sometimes, and it has a lot to do with stress and changes in your life. And at that time, I was taking care of my mom, and she was on her way of transitioning, you know. So it was starting to make me sick. But anyway, that's a whole other story. So now, as soon as you started talking, just right away, I saw the bunny rabbit, and I happened to choose this particular book, and here's what it says. This is a creative time for you, so it's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. Be extra vigilant for the next couple of days, and if anything threatening shows up, leave as quickly as possible. Try a vegetarian diet for the next few days and pay attention to how you feel. Rather than steady step-by-step progress, you'll see it happen in leaps and bounds. And you're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness followed by a burst of intense energy. And express your love freely, especially to those who are close to you. So I thought that was kind of neat when they talked about the vegetarian diet. Now, you probably don't have to do vegetarian because you're probably going to go on the high protein. But maybe for now, since you're having such a hard time, to maybe not do the heavy duty red meats and just do, you know, the easy ones, chicken and fish, so that you can digest it. That's what I had to do. I could only eat, at the time, I could only eat turkey, actually. And then I moved to fish, and then I moved to chicken. And I still can't eat red meat. I can't digest it at all. It's way too hard. And it makes me sick. So, I just eat those, but, you know, it's up to you on how your body will handle it. But also the bunny rabbit says that you're an eternal optimist and you are generally positive and you don't like gloominess or pessimism. And you cycle through periods of relative calm and then you go into tremendous activity. And that also very artistic and sensitive and wise. So there you go. I'm going to just leave. Yes.
Hi.
Yes, Ryan?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I had one more comment for Kim before she leaves. I'll say that for when you're done. I'm sorry.
I'm all done. Yeah, I'm done. I'll just leave you with that. Kim.
Thank you.
Kim, I apologize. This is one thing that I forgot to mention. It came to me about 5 minutes ago as my spirit team was auto-writing to me. I would like you to look into blue solar water, okay? Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay. There are many websites on it, but it's Blue Solar Water is based on the Hawaiian principle from Dr. Len Hu of Ho'oponopono. And
that I know.
You do know that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would encourage you to look up Blue Solar Water.
Mm-hmm.
And and I started doing this about, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago. You take tap water, you fill it in this blue glass bottle, and you put it out for the sun god Ra. And for 2 or 3 hours, you put it out there, and it tastes different. It's a sweet water. It magically changes from whatever you were drinking out of the tap. Sun god Ra changes it, and it becomes a sweet water. And it is extremely healthy. It's very deep cleansing, and it's a relationship of the divinity of your superconscious. And it helps you bring back to zero, and it helps you to heal emotional wounds and blockages that you may carry into this lifetime. So I would encourage you to explore that, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to do that little chip shot of the golf course.
Yeah.
It just came to me. Because I was right, I'm auto writing here, I'm like, Blue Solar Water. I don't know why I wrote that down, but okay, I wrote that down. I had to mention it to you. So, yeah, Ho'oponopono. And I, you know, so, yeah.
With that's that, awesome. Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See, I'll change everything because I didn't go through the hospital stuff for nothing. And then I'll be ready
right.
for a relationship. That's
there
what I'm
you
working
go.
On. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. And please call us back and let us know how you do and take good care. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you. Have a good
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay,
all
we're
right.
moving on to 850. Ready?
Yep.
Hello.
Hi, 850.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Can we get your name and where you're from?
My name is Sheila. I'm calling from Florida.
Great. And do you got a question for us tonight, Sheila?
Yes. My love life. Is anyone coming?
Want me to go?
Sure,
yeah.
Why don't you go ahead, Jan.
Okay. Hi, Sheila. This is Jan.
Hi.
I'm just writing this down. You know, I love the way the animals do this. They, as soon as you just say one word, boom, it's there. And before you said Florida even, I saw the dolphin. So it's kind of fitting that
mm-hmm.
I just love that was how fast it came in. So I'm just going to go ahead and share about dolphin. And they say to take a few minutes today to meditate or daily while playing one of your favorite pieces of music, and try
okay.
to listen more. Try to listen more,
mm-hmm.
especially to the more subtle levels of communication from other people. And smile more at others. They're giving you hints, I think, about things. And try some dolphin breathing by taking 3 slow, deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling, and observe how you feel. Dolphin is partially about breathing, because they their underwater breathing and stuff, and but they're so amazing. They're all about being light and having fun and changing your routine and not being monotonous and changing the whole aspect of your whole routine so that you can breathe in new life into your life. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm. Yes.
And they are about relationships too. That's partially what they're all about, is opening up the blocks of communications in relationships. That's part of their message. So basically what they're saying also is that when this animal comes in, it reminds you of how highly intuitive, psychic, and even telepathic you can be with people and animals, and being more playful and enjoying yourself, you know what I mean, and going out and having fun, and people will seek you out more. The more you're having fun and enjoying life and being light, the more people will be seeking you out. It also talks about being a communicator, so be aware of that, of communicating with others. And I just saw this animal so fast, it just darted in so quickly, so I'm so happy for you to have it, and then you live it. It makes sense. I don't know how close you are to the water, but it's a good animal. And it also says that you're flirtatious in a playful way.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to leave you with that, and I'm not actually, I'd have to just look for a little while, a few minutes, to see who might be coming in for you. I think I could. But at the moment, I'm seeing a dolphin right now, and I feel like you just need to start having a little more fun in your life and a little more play and enjoying it and stuff like that. And that's the message I'm getting right now.
Okay.
So I'm just going to hand it over to Shannon or Ryan.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Hi. So, yeah, that great animal, because that goes along with some of the notes that I have of the messages that were coming in.
Cool.
Spirit was telling me that right now is a really good time for you to explore self-creativity and joy, getting out more often casually with friends and other social gatherings, even going out sometimes on your own, even though it seems scary. But it's about you exploring and emitting that creative energy and joyful energy for yourself. That feels the potential for another solid relationship. Looks like it's probably going to align later in this year. I'm being told that the meetings that will be coming up in the next few months, the more that you start becoming a little more a butterfly, that these are for fun and for you to really explore yourself and how these interactions will be more playful. And these are just kind of to help you really define what you're wanting when that next alignment comes up, because they're saying that you really need more of creative juice going for yourself and that happiness just emitting from within you. And then, so there's some dabbling and some flirting and some really nice, how do I put it? We're in a PG platform. Don't be afraid to be explorative with these fun interactions in a very womanly way. I'm trying to be really PC here.
You did,
because
Shannon.
The picture they're giving me in the head is so not PG, but they're like, have fun, girlfriend.
Now.
Enjoy it. Feel empowered. Have a good time. You know, I was like, whew, I'm sweating over here. I'm probably even blushing too because, my goodness, we're being PG, but spirit's not, okay? So have
should
a good
be on
time.
Skype. Should be on Skype.
Woo! All right. So, lots of creative outlets. So we'll leave that right there, and I'll hand you off to Ryan.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can add much to that. Hey Sheila, how are you doing?
Hello.
Yeah. So, what I'm picking up on your energy field, if I can stop laughing here, is I need you to drop your shoulders. There's a little bit of anxiety in you right now. It's bleeding down to your second and third chakra. And I'm also picking up some tight muscles in my upper jaw, like you're clenching your teeth. And I don't know where that's coming from, but you're like biting your tongue or not speaking your truth. So I want you to take an inventory of that and say, Sheila, what am I doing that I'm not speaking my truth with, okay? And I want you to drop your shoulders a little bit. Say, does that make sense so far?
I don't know.
Does that make sense? Well, okay. Well, that's what I'm picking up on your energy field right now. And most of this, there's a little bit of heartburn going on in my second to third chakra, which might be a bleed over from your fifth chakra, but overall, I just need you to relax and enjoy life. Okay, you're a little bit of a worry wart. Okay,
yeah, that's true.
You know, and just relax and trust in the divinity that everything will work out as it should. You don't have to be a worrywart, Sheila. You have to let go because you're a type A personality, okay? Then that's not news to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when things are not in your control, you freak out. You're like, oh my god, this, that, and the other thing. And just relax. And this is a life lesson or experience for you in learning to let go of things that are out of your control. Okay? So I need you to drop your shoulders a little bit, twist your, do some head rolls, relax your neck, drop your shoulders, maybe go for a massage and say, ooh-sa. Sheila, say ooh-sa. Come on, follow me here.
Oosa.
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 On a daily basis and do some meditation, okay? Because you're a little bit of a control freak. Don't take this the wrong way. But just know that everything is as it should be for you. And I've been a negative Nelly here for like 2 minutes with you. I'm sorry. So I'm going to give you some positive tips here. I want you to, on a daily basis, if you're not already meditating, go out there and hug a. Did you have property with trees or something?
There's a lot of trees where I'm at. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you every day before you go to work or what have you, go out there and hug a tree and give all your negative energies to Gaia. Okay. And I also want you to take. I also want you to take some Epsom salt baths. Okay. And invest in the seven chakra crystals to help you to help keep them spinning and balanced. Okay.
What are they?
The seven chakra crystals.
What are the names?
Oh boy, what is this, a quiz? I wasn't prepared for a quiz, Professor Sheila.
I'll look it up. Let's see if I can.
No. Okay. For example, the crown chakra that could be like an amethyst stone, okay, or like a quartz, okay. Then we go to the third eye. The third eye could be like your black.
I know what you mean, but I was wondering if you give me the name of a crystal.
Oh, I miss. Okay, a name of a crystal.
Yeah.
For you. I'm gonna call it my favorite crystal, and the callers know this already. The listeners know this already. So that is my favorite crystal is the black hematite. It's a protection crystal. It absorbs any negative energies around your energy field. I actually have a, as you can find on eBay, I have a heart shaped crystal. You can find eBay for like $3. So.
Okay.
But yeah. And if you haven't already picked up a copy of the book, Ghosts Among Us by James von Prague is a good one to read. But but getting back to your issues, the tension, I need you to relax and give yourself the divinity, do the Ho'oponopono and that's through Dr. Henlu and just know that all will be well. Everything happens for a reason, okay, Sheila? Everything happens for a reason, whether it be winning the lotto, losing a job, or buying a car, or, whatever it happens to be. Everything happens for a reason. And it's to teach you a lesson. And you have to understand, or we all have to understand, that whenever we go through these lessons, it happens for a reason. No different than anything else. So, does that make sense?
Yes. I hope I'm not losing my job. But yeah.
Oh no. I apologize for the marked contrast there. No.
Okay.
I apologize for the marked contrast here, but it's about. You make me laugh. Kind of like Shannon does. But it's about, relaxing and easing your anxiety and you're a little anxious. And just know that the universe will not let you down. If that's impossible. You're one with the divinity. You're loved more than you can possibly imagine, and you're on the right path. And by the way, take note of that ringing or pitch tone in your ears, okay? The ringing and pitch tone noises in your ears that you get.
Yeah, I get
okay?
those at night. Well, yeah.
I know you do. So when you get those noises in your ears, it only lasts for about 30 seconds, maybe a minute, but generally about 30 seconds. So when it comes in, like that old ear test from the 1980s, right? it comes in at like 11:32. You're like, what the heck is this coming in for? That's your angel number. So look that up on Google, and that's your angels.
Oh, okay.
That's your angel. That's your angels and guides chirping at you at a million miles a minute, a second, whatever.
Wow.
And they're like,
amazing.
Yeah. So look that number up, and that's the message that you're trying to give you. Okay. And
okay,
you get
thank
that.
You.
And you get, and you're welcome. You get that a lot too. So don't ignore them. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and that's why I got you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila, and please let us know how you're doing, okay? Give us a call back.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay, moving on to 347.
347.
347?
Hi,
are you there?
My call.
Yes, I am.
Get your first name and where you're from?
My name is Kate and I'm from New York.
Hi, Caitlin.
What?
You have a question for us?
So, I was just wondering what you picked up on for me in terms of love and, you know, potential relationship.
Well, I hope yours is more PG than the last caller.
Can you tell us a little bit more, Caitlin?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not psychics
no,
here, so can you tell us a little bit more?
Shall I go or?
Go ahead.
No, I'm still trying to read her. That's why I, that was not being
oh,
funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can
go
you
ahead.
Tell a little bit more.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jan. Ryan's still
oh.
reading.
Okay. So, Caitlin, right away, I'm seeing this orangutan. And it's unusual because I don't see him all too often. And he's just sitting there in like a, not woods. It's like mountain or rock. It's not mountain either. It's a rock area. So just sitting there. And it's to what the orangutan says as a message here, what they say about it is that in order to accomplish what you are setting out to do, put your best face in order to get the job done. Pay close attention to the expressions on the faces of those you deal with and trust what you see more than what you hear. So whatever your needs are, do your best to be creative and use the available resources you find in your immediate surroundings. It's best to have more fruit in your diet right now on a regular basis to create a healthier balance. And, neat. And it also talks about being expressive in your communication and with your body language, too, and with your facial expressions. And you're very gentle and have the capacity for nurturing others and children as well. And you're also connected to the fairies and the nature spirits. Cool, yay. And sometimes you enjoy periods of solitude. That is how I saw this orangutan, you know, real solitude kind of atmosphere, actually. So that was kind of interesting. That's just what I saw. So that's what they are. That's how they are, I guess. But if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed by social commitments and obligations, you might want to spend some time on your own. So that may be a confirmation there. In general, that's all I'm seeing right now. I didn't get any like water or anything around you, or I'm not seeing a lot of nature. So, and then I'm also seeing a dog here too. I don't know. You may have a dog. You may own a dog, or you may have one passed over. One is coming through right now. It has sort of, it's sort of brown and white looking. And I think I'll just leave you with that for right now.
All right.
Can you relate to any of it?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, some of the messages about that animal.
Oh, not really, but who knows? Maybe in the future I will come across a brown dog.
You've got a butterfly here. Okay.
I think I'm ready to go, Jan.
Okay, good.
Caitlin, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
No, you're not doing great. You're doing fan-damn-tabulous. Yeah, come on. Give me a thumbs up here. Say, I'm doing great.
I'm doing...
just like Tony the Tiger. I'm doing great. The reason why I say that is because your angels and guides are pushing you, and my sixth chakra, my pineal gland, was blowing up. They're pushing you to open up your mediumship abilities, okay? It's not a gift that you have an ability, and that's not news to you, but you've been ignoring it a little bit, and that's kind of an understatement. You're like, ever since you were younger, like, yeah, I can see spirit. Yeah, I'm pushing off a little bit. And now that you're older, like, I wonder, which is why you're calling the show. But you have the ability of do you know what a light worker is, right?
Kind of. I have an idea.
You're talking to light workers right now. They are the Shannons of the world, the Ryans of the world, the Jans of the world, everyone who has the ability to connect with spirits of the fifth dimension and higher, has mediumship abilities, and you're in the same club as us. But you, they're pushing you, and they're saying, Caitlin, wake up. Wake up and smell the roses. And you've been denying yourself. You've been blocking yourself. Does that make sense? Come on. You know it to be true. You know what? It's okay. It's okay. You know, I found out I was a healer 4 years ago when I was 40. Not that I'm dating myself. I'm so old I'm farting dust right now. But anyways... I didn't mean to say that on air. I apologize. You know, own who you truly are and don't deny yourself of your abilities, okay? And don't block yourself. Because as I'm scanning your energy field and looking through your chakras, I'm not a little bit of heartburn in the belly area, but not much. But my pineal gland was burning up as you were talking to Jan, and I'm thinking, goodness gracious, Caitlin, just accept who you truly are and don't block yourself. Okay, you are a light worker, and meditate. You don't have to try too hard. Just let it ebb and flow. And do you have any questions for me?
I guess just when you say just let it flow, I just don't know how to tell between intuition and I guess my own thoughts and my own imagination.
Well, that like water goes through a pipe, That's what I mean by ebb and flow. You don't want to restrict the water. You just want to let it flow through the pipe. You don't want to meter it. You don't want to stop it. Your guides and your angels are pushing you to become who you truly are and just let it flow. If you think too hard about it, you're going to block yourself. If you try really hard, you're going to block yourself. Just your guides and your angels, as Shannon can attest to this, know what's best for you for your higher self. So let it flow. Let it come naturally to you and trust in the divinity that everything will come at the right moment in time for you. So don't overthink it. Just let it come to you and just relax. Drop your shoulders by 2 inches, Caitlin. Drop your shoulders and say, yeah, I can connect to the spirit world and I love it. Because you are the I am. You are a splinter of source energy in this 3D reality, Caitlin. We all are. You're no, you are a part of God, okay? And when you embrace that, when you say, yes, I am a light worker, that's why I'm here to help people, to help humanity connect with the divinity. Embrace it and own it, and it will come to you. And, you know, and that's how that works. So, any questions for me?
No, I think that was great.
Alrighty, with that, I'll pass.
Hi, Caitlin. You ready?
Yeah.
One of the first things I heard was that previously you in relationships were like a caged bird, and they were showing me past life and this life. Does that resonate for relationships past and this life?
Well, I don't remember the past, but I can contest to the present. I mean, not present, but this life.
Yes, that's what I mean, like, this life.
Yeah. Okay.
This life. Yeah. You've had that experience of feeling like a caged bird in relationships. And they're telling me that, yes, this has been something you've been working on in a few lifetimes, of becoming yourself and empowered in who you are in relationships, because you like very strong, dominant men. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that they tend to cage you up and make you like the pretty little bird that I take you out when I want to play and put you back in, and that's where you stay. So this time it's a lot more about you becoming more in your own power and strength in who you are as a woman, as a partner, dominant and soft and subtle and all that good stuff that a woman can bring in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that's one of the focuses for you right now, because these past experiences were to kind of remind you what that felt like, being caged. And now you're not wanting that anymore. You still want a dominant man, but you want someone who can stand next to you and not cage you. So one of the things they brought up was about creating a manifestation list about this life partner to come into play. And they're like, don't focus on the looks. Focus on the parts of the balance of the relationship that you're wanting. Okay? So, and this is a mental exercise for you as well as an emotional process for you, because it's going to help you to heal past relationships of this life and that caged feeling, and actually help you become a very free-flowing energy about who you're attracting. The other thing they mentioned, at least they kept it a little more PG for me this time compared to the last caller. They said, there's a few friends that are coming into play in the next several months. And one or two of these friends may blossom into friends with benefits. And they're like, it's okay. It's all right to follow that pull, that draw. Because remember, this is about you becoming empowered in the woman that you are. All right? So don't be afraid about dabbling in those, dipping your toes in and everything. They're like, go for it, because it's going to help you to become stronger in who you are, okay? And they're like, she gets that going. That life mate is not very far from aligning with you. It does feel like it's still a little ways off. And I say a little ways, but spirit time is completely different than for us. So for them giving me probably a year or two from now is a little mixed. Sometimes they show up beforehand because, of course, we all have free will in the decisions we make. And sometimes we start to get things going really good. And then they're like, hey, yeah, let's toss them in. It's ready. Boom. And they show up. Okay. Like a really good time for you of exploring yourself as becoming the bird in flight, empowered in all expression of yourself. Don't be afraid to be a dominant woman. It's a part of your energy. It's a part of who you are. And some men have not appreciated that and tried to suppress it. The more you become you, that other guy, oh, darling, it's going to be on. Right? To give you a tidbit on the intuition, how to decipher the intuition from your own thoughts, okay, when you were talking with Ryan, one of my favorite things to do when I'm connecting on my own as I'm busy around the house and things, because I have a very busy mind. When I'm cleaning, doing the dishes, vacuuming, scrubbing the bathrooms, those kinds of things, those are great times to connect to spirit, to talk to our guides, to listen to our intuition, to listen to the messages coming in. And the reason why is because the mental brain is busy with a task. It's having to focus on what the physical body is doing. So we end up, and that's very left brain, left side of the brain. Spirit connection is a lot on the right side of the brain. So when you've got the left side busy doing something, and we're, you know, thinking in our head and making, talking to spirit, and that's what I do. I talk like it's, I'm on the phone to somebody else. They're just no phone. Right, and you're talking to them, and you're cleaning, your brain's busy, it can't flip back and forth so easily. So you start hearing things, words are popping in, images pop in, before you had an ability to bring a thought process to it, okay? So it's those answers that come in very quick, and I mean, they're like, they're fast little bunnies, boy. They, like, shoot in and pop back out, shoot in and pop back out. When you're getting those, that's your intuition and that spirit working with you through your intuition of giving responses to your questions or your thoughts before your brain can stop and start to channel it and process a thought response. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
A great cool. way to work with it in the beginning, to where you're giving the left side of the brain a task, and that allows us to work with the right side and allow spirit to come in Okay.
Okay, got it.
It takes practice, so don't beat yourself up.
Okay. Yeah, I've noticed that. I've definitely told myself just have patience. You can do this. Just let it flow in.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of teachings out there that are, you know, even with meditation, you got to silence the mind and you have to get into this mode. And for some of us, that's very difficult. Myself included, is very difficult.
Yeah.
I do better with guided meditations because then I have a voice that my brain is focused on to listen to, and I can bring in the rest. So there's a lot of different ways to work with it. It just takes finding those different keys that work better for you and then practicing with them over and over, that it, then it's like, oh, okay, yeah. And sometimes ask for confirmation. Don't be afraid to ask them for a confirmation. And you'll find it in different ways. It might be a bird that suddenly shows up sitting in front of you, staring at you like, hello. It may be that sudden song on the radio. It might be something popping onto the TV related. But they will give you a confirmation to help you to go, okay, so I did hear that right. All right?
Okay. Yeah, I think I need that. Just to make sure that I'm not, like, you know, making things up in my head.
Can I do a chip shot in here real quick? Caitlin, sometimes spirit will do a one word with you, like alignment or peace or love. Sometimes when you hear a word in your head, you're like, where'd that word come from? That's spirit talking to you. They're not going to say, I need you to go wash the car right now. They're going to say wash, or they're going to say clean. And I'm speaking from my own terms here, and all joking aside, it's usually one word that comes through, and then I have to decipher that because they're not going to give me the keys of the kingdom. It's like, what's the point of that? It's like, They're going to give me the cliff notes, but they're not going to give me the answer key. Okay, that's the whole point of incarnation, is to figure things out for yourself. So, you know, as you're going through life, as you meditate, words will come to you, and then you have to kind of fit those pieces of the puzzle together. That may have been what Shannon was talking about. And it's up to you to kind of fit those pieces of the puzzle together, you know.
So, oh, very true. Very true.
You know, I mean,
when I first started, you know, Ryan, they were like flashcards. 20 years ago,
yeah.
I used to see, you know how you did flashcards in school in like third grade?
Yeah. Yeah.
That used
to, it's like,
the way
um,
that I would get it. And other people were look at me like, really? Here they were getting something different, and I was getting like flashcard. They'd have part of a word or a whole word, and you go, oh, okay. So that very much happens a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So relax and enjoy the divinity, because, Caitlin, what's the point of giving you the answer key? You're here to learn something, right? So if you get words in your mind like Walmart or puzzle or cart or oil change or love, when they flash into your mind, those are your angels and guides giving you that message, saying, I'm going to nudge you, I'm going to nudge you. I'm not going to give you the keys of the kingdom, because that's for you to figure out. So I didn't mean to do a chip shot here, but I just wanted to let you know that that's how that works.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's
just
great.
Just relax. Yeah, just relax. I mean,
Caitlin,
so,
you've done a lot of good. sorry I'm interrupting. We only have a few minutes here. With all that great information, I wish we had more time, because I could tell you I've been a beginner for 5 years, and now I'm coming out of being a beginner now. But one thing I can just tell you is that, like they say, just relax. But you do practice. You know, you have to give yourself some time to practice, because it does take a little practice. And the more you do that, the more of how you're going to figure out what your best clairs are and how it comes to you. You know what I mean? And how you're able to figure it out, basically, and figure out if it's intuition or your own thoughts, because they're very close. And so it's taken me a few years to figure it out, and now the messages are coming through much more clearly for me, and then they start showing up in pictures, and you'll start getting that too, and smells. And it starts going into your body. You can feel it, and you can see it. You'll hear it. It just starts, but you let yourself, don't get too uptight about it, because it just takes a little time and practice. I'm still practicing, and every time I do a reading, I still think of it as a practice. But then it just blows my mind when I come up with stuff that they resonate with, and go, really, I got that right. Ooh. And that's how you'll do it. But you do have to practice, and there's different ways, like Shannon was saying, different ways of doing it. Mine is meditation. That's my thing, but that's just the way it works for me. And so, anyway, on and on. That could be a whole show that we could discuss every detail about that. But we have 5 more people, and we only have 3 more minutes. So I hope that you will call us back and let us know how you do, and we'll love to talk to you again.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Have a good night.
You too.
We'll talk to you later. So I don't know.
Should we just do the goodbyes, or I don't know if we can do the other callers justice here.
No, there's only 3 minutes, and there's several people here. I don't think we have time. But Shannon, you did a great job, and thank you for running the show.
Thanks. Figured it out.
Yeah. Isn't it fun? I mean, it's not, it's just, you know. And so I just want to say to the callers, though, thank you for waiting. I'm sorry, 630-267-630. And 904, I'm really sorry that we couldn't get to you tonight, but if you would call back next week and try to get there early, oh gosh, we just took the callers all in a row, exactly how they came in, so don't be offended, we just did the best we could, and it just goes by fast, the hour and a half. So thanks for waiting, I'm sorry, please call in next time. And before we go, I got to talk about the other shows. Divine Connections is on Wednesday. That's 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. That's with Lynn Bleasdale, Sue DiAlamante, and Jody Higgins. Divine Connections. And then there's Angel Antics on Thursday night with DC Love and Eileen Powers. And then, of course, our show, Enter the Light, with Ryan Adragnis, Shannon Johnson, and myself, Jan Drake Bakke. And so those are the 3 shows for the Sacred Embers team. And I'm just going to say thanks for coming and say goodbye, and let the other Shannon and Ryan say goodbye, because we're about to go. All right.
Yeah. I mean, cool. The callers and listeners can find me on healingsthroughspirit.com, or my email is healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. And, I, with much love and appreciation and gratitude, I appreciate everyone who called in, and the listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Call back next week or listen in. We'll be back here, same time, same channel. you all have a great weekend. I've been having a blast with this wonderful weather. So definitely everybody have a great weekend and a happy Friday the 13th.
Yay!
It's been a rockin' night.
Still snowing Milwaukee. Yeah.
All right. Great. Beautiful show. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Signing off right now.